If you all want to hear a Krimma spectacular and hear me sing, go over to bigfattyonline.com and listen to the Krimma spectacular for 2010. I have no idea how Big Fatty got me to sing because I was horrified when I listened to it. But hey, if you want to hear it, it's over there. There was a day where I listened to it on repeat like all day. And then my iTunes tells me how many times I listened to it. And it was like 50 times. I'm like, oh, wow.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was horrified when I listened to it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... 758 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 28th. of December 2010. Y'all cut. I'm Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I feel like I'm moving in slow motion today. I don't know. I just don't know. Y'all, I feel like I'm mechanical or something. And, y'all, I'm loopy. I'm just loopy. I'm loopy. Yes, Big Fatty, you're always loopy, but now you sounded on the little show. But y'all, hi, Big Fatty is back in the Fat Cave, and y'all, first of all, we got to settle a little unfinished business because y'all on yesterday's little show. Y'all, we had the gay country boy on, and y'all, y'all, it just goes to show you that the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
Y'all, the mere mention of the sea hag's name, and y'all, it turns everything to shit. It just turns it to shit. The sea hag turns it to shit. Meh, Freddy, tell us something we don't already know. And y'all, as they say in the coat room, y'all honor, I would like to present Exhibit A, which was a clipette from a yesterday's show. Y'all listen to this. Y'all tell me that the mere mention of the sea hag's name does not absolutely ruin everything. Listen to this.
They hear me every day. And by the way, y'all, he is behind on his episodes. Y'all, don't ever be behind when Big Fatty comes to your house to do an episode of The Gays. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, my co-host is Romo.
Romo.
Yes, Romo the Homo. And he is...
Okay, you got to talk louder, or this has got to point at you more.
He's a good friend.
I'm like Vera. I'm browbeating you. Oh, Lord, did I say Vera?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Dear God, I'm so sorry. I was trying to make it all the way through the show without mentioning that, because, you know, yesterday was Boxing Day. Did you get out and box anybody? Because, you know, the 26th of December is Boxing Day over there in the UGG. You know, Steven the UGG and my straight boyfriend Naught over there and the red FF pup. By the way, I don't know if you know what FF stands for.
No, well, I can think a
couple
of things.
You're very innocent, right? Y'all, he is anything but innocent.
Now, y'all, do you hear the difference there? Oh, you simply mentioned the name of the sea hag, and y'all, you turn into mechanical sounding. You sound like a mechanical machine. Oh, Big Freddy, she can fuck it up. Yes. So, but Big Freddy, you've got to be nice to her because Esmeralda and Hubert or Herman or whatever his name is, they are fighting to be the alpha dog. So anyway, well, thank you, Poodle McNoodle. Y'all, I am loopy. Bad Friday is loopy. Y'all, I'm back in the Fat Cave, and y'all, I got to tell you, I stopped by the P.O. box on the way back, and y'all, there is no way they could have crammed anything else in there. Y'all, there were packages in there, and there must have been 20 cards. And y'all, I just hadn't had a chance to go through them, so I'm not reading any of that on today's show. And y'all, so I don't know that I've got enough cards to respond to everybody, so I may have to order some more cards. So y'all, no more cards, please. Please, for the love of God, no more cards. Because, y'all, it's over. The crema is over. And, y'all, you heard. You heard my youngest daughter, Nessa, at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, she was talking about the crema spectacular, which I hope all of you have had a chance to listen to. Y'all, the ginger bear. You know, he was complaining that, I've never invited to be on the Crema Spectacular. Y'all, he wasn't on it again this year. But y'all, it was all about him, so he should feel quite honored. But but y'all, he is up there. He is up there in Virginia Vagina. And y'all, anyway. What was I going to say? Y'all, I want to tell you about my trip to Hatlanta. So, y'all, it's just going to be the night of cast today. The train is off the tracks, and Big Fatty is loopy. Y'all drove over to Hatlanta on Sunday. What day was that? That was the 19th. And, y'all, I always take an extra day before I go up to Hatville to enjoy the company of a stranger. You know, I enjoy the generosity of strangers, and y'all. So y'all, I had a very good time with a lovely, just lovely. A young man who was all muscly and tattooed, and my youngest daughter Nessa, she would have really enjoyed him, although I'm not sure he would have enjoyed her, because he sure did enjoy Big Fatty. But anyway, Big Fatty, we're having our Cheerios and we're vomiting. But anyway, did that, and y'all got up to Hatville, and of course my mother, the Hatarina, had a list and a half for me. Oh, you gotta help us with this. You gotta help us with this. You gotta help us with this. I said, can I at least run to the toilet? And so I ran to the toilet, and y'all, they are rearranging their basement. They're going through years and years of collected just shit. It's just shit, y'all. And so I tried to organize their crema stuff for them and everything, and it's in much better shape now. It was in much better shape when I left than when I arrived, I can assure you of that. But y'all, Monday night, it was me and the Hat and the Hatarina, just the three of us, and we had a lovely roast beef dinner that evening. And then the next day, I don't remember what we did. We probably worked on some little projects. Y'all, whenever I go to Hatlanta, it might as well be going to Coma Land. Because, y'all, I take a little afternoon nap every day, whether I need it or not. But, y'all, I need it. But then, y'all, and y'all, this is going to be the strangest thing that happened the entire time I was there. Y'all, I had an old aunt. We'll call her Dottie Mama, because that was her name. And Dottie Mama, she lived in an old folks home. But y'all, in this old folks home, you bought your apartment there. And so she did that, and she lived there many a good year there. And this is the Hat's older sister. And y'all, a couple of years ago, she passed away, and her sons have been trying to sell this apartment at the old folks' home. And you know, but they hadn't been able to because, y'all, you know the economy. I don't know if you know this or not, but the economy has just turned to shit. And, y'all, but so there's a monthly charge, you know, whether the apartment is occupied or not, which is, you know, kind of the, you know, to keep up the grounds in the common areas and the heat and electricity and things like that. But y'all, it also includes food. And y'all, I can't believe that this place charges for food whether you're dead or alive, y'all, but they do. And y'all, and this is, so my cousins say, oh, come on, we're running over to the old folks' home and we're going to have supper and we'll all get together and have supper. So y'all, that we went over to the old folks' home. This is honest to God truth. I could not make this up. Supper at the old folks' home. And y'all, it's kind of like going to supper in Walnut Hill. Supper in the old folks' home. But y'all, there were 10 of us. And y'all, we went through the line, and they had a lovely cone beef and cabbage. You had the choice of that or the Italian lasagna or the whitefish. And racist. And y'all, we were in there. We had a big old table of 10 of us. And y'all, as I referred to it, it was the children's table because everybody else in there was on oxygen or had a walker or a cane. And y'all, we were in there, and we were just hooting and hollering. And y'all, some of my cousins are younger than me. There's some are, you know, in college and in high school, and my older cousins, and I've got a cousin that is my age, and. Y'all, there were 10 of us, and me and the hat and hat arena. Oh, y'all, that is a hamburger steak with, y'all, it was from the place that Larry Cly and I just went to the place that Larry Cly and Straight Bob and I went, Pose, and we had a hamburger steak, and I had, in honor of Straight Bob, I had the blue cheese and bacon coleslaw, because it looked so good when Straight Bob had it. But, y'all, we were in there, and, you know, I don't know what's worse. The fact that they charge my cousins for food, even though my aunt's been dead for 2 years, or the fact that we went there to take advantage of the food that they've been paying for, I mean, y'all, it is a crazy world we live in. A crazy world we live in. But then, y'all, on... After that, Wednesday, I went over to the Gay Country Boys' home and recorded the little show that you heard yesterday. And y'all, then it turned into some sort of mechanical thing. And y'all, I have no idea why I did that, and there's no good reason for why we all of a sudden started sounding like mechanical, except for Vera. And then on Wednesday night, Wes and Ronnie, or Romo, and Termly Single Tim, and Frank from Atlanta, and Mrs. Gay Country Boy, we all went to a restaurant called the Colonnade, and it is an Atlanta landmark. And y'all, it's just right up the street from the Heretic, on the Cheshire Bridge Road. And y'all, they call it the Gay and the Gray. And y'all, there's nothing but homosexuals and people nearing death. Y'all, I felt like I was back in the old folks' home again on Wednesday night because there were more oxygen tanks than at the old folks' home. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. But we had a lovely supper there, and we had, what else? And then we went over to the Cock-a-Doodle-Doos, and y'all, there was some, the Gay Country Boy fancied one of the dancers on the bar there, and y'all, they went into some little private room. Oh, and y'all, they were in there for quite a while. I don't know what they were doing, but there was some sort of smile on his face and stickiness on, well, never mind. Anyway, and after that, I came home, and then on on Thursday. Couldn't tell you what I did. Oh yeah, I did, y'all. as you may remember, my toaster oven went out right before Crema. And, well, I may not have told y'all that. My toaster oven went out, so I called the Hatterina. I said, Hatterina, my toaster oven has gone out. If anyone's looking for a Crema present for Black Friday. And she goes, no, I think we've got it all done. So, y'all, she says, I've got a coupon for $10 if you spend $20. So y'all, it was at the Kohl's, Kohls. And so, y'all, I went up to the Kohl's, and I was walking around. She goes, I'm not going to use it. I'm done shopping. And, y'all, they had a toaster oven. It was a $40 toaster oven, and it was on sale for $19.99. And so I called the Hatterina. I said, is anybody getting me this? I'm not trying to spoil the Crema. She goes, no, no. And so, y'all, I had to get the hat a birthday card because, y'all, on the tooth of January, the hat turns 80. And so I need to get him a birthday card. And, y'all, I found a lovely roll of the wrapping paper for 60% off. So, y'all, I got that, all of that. And, y'all, then I used my credit card. And she says, oh, well, you get to scratch the percentage off coupon. And so, y'all, I got 15% off. And then I used my $10 coupon. So, y'all, the toaster oven and the wrapping paper and the card all cost me $15.24. And then I got home, and the Hatterina says, Black Friday, I am not pleased with what I've gotten you for Crema. So, I why don't you let me give you that toaster oven? Bring it in and let me wrap it. So, y'all, I had to bring in the toaster oven out of the Ford Explosion. And she wrapped it up, y'all. And so it was don't go too crazy with that $10 toaster oven now. And so, y'all, it didn't cost me. Yes. And then what did I do? I used the $10 coupon, and then on that was Crema Eve, and I had to take the hats to church that evening, and y'all, I swear, you know, I know that Big Fatty gets accused of saying, Big Fatty, you think everybody's gay, but y'all, I swear to God, their preacher comes across as a big old queen, but y'all, he's a young queen, but he's married and has a child and everything, and God love him, you know, hydrogen love him or whatever, But y'all, it was a wham bam thank you ma'am little Crema Eve service, and y'all, the best part was it was at 5:00 p.m. in the evening, and it was over at 5:45 p.m. In the evening. And y'all, this is unheard of in the Baptist church. Let me just tell you, it was a season of miracles, and Big Fatty's prayers were answered. And y'all, we went by the Varsity and had a little Crema Eve hamburger. And y'all, then on Crema Day, y'all, dear gussie, y'all, the time has gotten away from me. But y'all, on Crema Day, it snowed in Atlanta. Now, y'all, and some of you are going, big fucking deal, Big Fatty. Y'all, this is the first time there was measurable snow in Atlanta since 1882. Y'all, this was back when Vera was... But a mere child, y'all. 1882 was the last time there was measurable snow in Atlanta. And, y'all, we probably got 2 inches. But, y'all, it was a lovely white Christmas. And, y'all, I'm just loopy, and I'm trying to catch up. But, y'all, it is so good to be back home. But, unfortunately, Vera has downloaded.
I was horrified when I listened to it.
Well, I'm horrified when I listen to it also, but it's always late on Monday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.